AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two detainees were killed, another critically injured. Shots were fired this morning at a Dallas ICE facility.
It's just got to stop. It's dangerous. And people are losing their lives.
ICE's Joshua Johnson says this is the latest act of violence at an ICE facility in Texas. Authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof. He later took his own life. Young Wilson Sierra was at the facility with his family. He says, my mom thought it was fireworks, but I told her it wasn't because you couldn't see the lights that always come out of fireworks. I told her they were guns. The FBI says ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. At the UN General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky talked about the urgent need to stop Russia.
If it takes weapons to do it, if it takes pressure on Russia, then it must be done. And it must be done now.
Zelensky says Vladimir Putin wants to expand his war in Europe. Iran's president also appeared before the General Assembly. He blamed the United States and Israeli attacks for dealing a grievous blow to peace negotiations as Tehran braces for the reinstatement of sanctions in the next week over its nuclear program. Turning the page on decades of distance, Syria's president addressed the General Assembly, marking the first time any president from that country has done so in 60 years. More than 12 million people have watched Jimmy Kimmel's first show back on ABC after a nearly one-week suspension on YouTube. Typically, he gets about 1.8 million viewers each night on television. Federal prosecutors have asked a judge to drop the arrest warrant for a former soldier wanted in the deaths of his three young daughters because the Marshal Service says the man is dead. Authorities in Washington state found remains believed to belong to Travis Decker. This is AP News. Wild food enthusiasts are reconnecting with nature.
In Wenham, Massachusetts, longtime herbalist Iris Phoebe Weaver teaches how to forage, taking clients on nature walks, picking out which plants, weeds, and fruits are edible.
It really helps people connect with where they're living, with the land around them, and helps them connect with their environment.
You'll even find forage food on the menu in some restaurants.
These are honey mushrooms.
Evan Mallett is chef and co-owner of the Black Trumpet Bistro in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Our culture has moved far away from foraging and is fortunately coming back into it.
Weaver says it's important to know what you're picking and that a field guide can help you determine what's poisonous and what's edible. Otherwise,
if you're not sure if it can be eaten, if you're not sure if you can put it in your mouth or put it on your skin or pick it, just don't.
I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.